Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Guys, you were just talking about it. Fox's newest analyst, Rob Gronkowski. I personally can't wait for his first analytic explanation. Oh, bro, he set that pick. It was an awesome block, and then he made it to the end zone. Oh, I can't wait for it. I'm really excited.
Could he? Listen, Luke Walton has carved out a role, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not Luke Walton. Bill Walton.
Bill Walton.
You know what I mean? So there's plenty of room for Gronk in this world. All right. Have you seen the way like Pedro Martinez and Big Poppy talk to each other on the set on like MLB Network? Come on.
It's great. Oh, I can't wait for it. I'm really excited.
I can't wait till he turns to Joe Buck and he's like, Joe, pull my finger.
That might happen. Come see me on my cruise, cruise next week.
You know it's coming, dude.
That'll be great. Yeah, exactly. Joe Buck and Gronko for some beers after the game. Yeah, it'll be pretty exciting.
You hear Buck going, God, what is that?
I think it'll add a little flair.
Joe as part of an announce team? Is he going to be in studio or an announce team?
He's in Fox Studios and as an analyst. So I don't think he won't be part of the broadcast team. So it'll probably be like halftime report, post-game, pregame. In the studio.
It'll be like him and Strahan and Terry Bradshaw. Oh my God.
That's cool. I know. That's even worse. Send him out on
Try to have a conversation. It'll be hysterical.
I want to see the size difference when he's standing next to them. Oh, it's going to be great. But moving on, guys. We got some October baseball to talk about. The Rays pushing a game 5 after taking down the Astros 4-1. Houston's Justin Verlander, not a good start. 3.2 innings pitched, allowing 4 earned runs, getting 5 strikeouts, but also allowing 3 walks. Tommy Pham and Willie Adames also both homered in the win. Game 5 will be Thursday in Houston. I know you Yankee fans are really excited. You want to see the Rays in the championship series and not.
It's almost like be careful what you wish for, though. They got a ton of arms. What I'm happy about is that whoever we see will not be as organized and lined up as the
sure.
Yankees.
Sure. Yeah, Bavona in the pitch just said he does not want to see the Rays in the championship series. So we'll see what happens as they push to a game five in the National League with division series. Guys, tonight at 5:02, the Cardinals visit the Braves. Cardinals are -112 on the money line. The over-under is 8. And then right after at 8:37, the Nationals visiting the Dodgers. Both game fives will be the deciding factors. Nationals are +142 on the money line. The over-under is 7. So we will see who ends up in the championship series after today. Moving on to the NBA, guys, more drama in this China debacle. The Lakers had an NBA Cares event in Shanghai, and just hours before the event started, it was canceled by the Chinese government, adding to the drama surrounding the Rockets general manager Daryl Morey tweeting in support of the anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. The only statement the NBA said about the event was that they were calling off the event. It was a benefit for the Special Olympics, but it was not their decision. It was all on the Chinese government. On Tuesday, also, the Nets had an event that was also canceled by the Chinese government. And, of course, Commissioner Adam Silver apologized. He spoke in Japan on Tuesday saying, quote, he was apologetic over the outcome and the reaction that followed Maury's tweet. But he also noted that we are not apologizing for Daryl expressing his freedom of expression. This does not look good for the expansion plan in China. I think tensions are getting a little too high.
Treason!
Treason. Are we going to get like another Inez Kanter kind of thing? So it's like,
I don't know.
You know, the government hating a player, all that jazz. I know that the league was trying to expand to India, too. That's the next venture.
That's true.
So yeah. This probably doesn't look too good on the face of the NBA, if you ask me. It's not looking too good.
Make sure Daryl Morey doesn't tweet out a picture of him eating a steak next to a cow, and they'll be fine in India.
Oh, boy. While petting a dog.
Yeah. That's true, right? Or a cow or just, pig or any of those.
Know your audience, Morey. Oh, boy. Know your audience, will you? Damn.
Yeah, speaking of more drama, guys, Richard Sherman is now backtracking after video footage proves.
Yeah, they obviously shook hands.
That Baker did, in fact, shake hands with the players during the coin toss. So now Richard backtracked. Here's his quote. So what happened was he was upset the fact that he didn't shake the hands during the pregame ceremony, but then the videos show during the coin toss, Baker shaked everybody's hand. But Richard was talking about after the coin toss. Usually there's a second handshake or a second, good game, let's get on with this kind of thing. But he didn't. Baker apparently just ran back.
Like decorum. Like you're supposed to bow to someone before a duel in the Old West and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. Come on.
Crazy. Richard Sherman said, quote, that's it. He said, they're making way too much of a big story of a blowout. He pissed us off. We put a foot in his ass. End of story. And he kind of did. I mean, 31-3. Baker held to 180 yards. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, they are making a big deal out of this. It's just a handshake. And
Fasano? Who's they that's making a big deal out of it?
Currently CBS and all the analysts who are writing stories about this.
Okay, that's not Sherman or even Baker.
Yeah, exactly.
Making a big deal out of it. Baker, that's the media. Fake news.
But speaking of Baker, I know
everybody loves a good car crash, and they know exactly he's polarizing enough that when they make it about him, people will talk.
It's like a train wreck. You just can't look away.
Yeah, you can. Absolutely can.
And guys, another fun fact: the NHL, there will be the first ever Rage Room added to a major professional sporting arena, the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. The Flyers are letting their fans bash microwaves and old TVs and anything they can get their hands on to help them get through the tough games. So that's kind of
30 years too late. Should have been doing that years ago.
Sending it back to the guys.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour two, make it rain on the grid. SportsGrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And we have got to this point here in October. A couple of things going on here. We got week 7 of the college football season. Halfway point begins tonight. We got a little Sun Belt action taking place, which is going to be a lot of fun. Also, week 6 of the NFL season tomorrow night, where the Giants and the Patriots are getting ready to do battle. And then, of course, not one, not two, but 3 game fives in Major League Baseball postseason play, as the National League today trying to figure out who those final two teams are that might be playing for a chance to go to the World Series and win themselves a world championship, while the American League, the Yankees are like, any day now, guys, you let me know when you're ready. We're ready. We're here. But yeah, no, there was a giant wrench thrown in the plans of the Houston Astros and their fans yesterday as Verlander on short rest got ripped by the Tampa Bay Rays. The lineup, the bullpen, all six pitchers they rolled out there just dominated the bats of the Astros. So now we got a game five tomorrow. Today, we got two game fives beginning at 5 o'clock. And Dane, as we look at some of these numbers here, once again, plenty of value with the underdog. And maybe, I don't know, could the favorite in St. Louis be the play here? While everybody, it appears, including the betting public, they seem to love Foltynewicz and the Atlanta Braves at home here. It's interesting.
I mean, I don't know about that, Joe. What I'm staring at FanDuel right now is Atlanta's minus 102. St. Louis mm-hmm. is minus 112 at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. in Atlanta. So it looks like Atlanta's a home dog to me.
That's right.
And so, you know, that is very interesting. And that has to be because the reputation has been that Jack Flaherty has been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the second half. But don't look now. Foltynewicz has been almost as good. This is a guy who's had great stuff for a long time. Figured something out in a minor league stint earlier in the season.
We got ourselves another trendy dog here. We'll look at the numbers. We'll do that coming up here. Let's make it rain on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time fantasy.
In a league that I share with my friend, we were up 3 going into last night's game. And I said, it's a loss. There's no way. My opponent had Baker Mayfield. So I didn't bother.
Did he score 3? Did he score 3?
-2 in that format. So we won. I can't believe it. Like, it's, I've never, like, you know, we've been on the lucky side and unlucky side. Like, that one, I just could not believe. I was stunned.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, here we go on a Wednesday, October the 9th. Welcome in here to the grid, sportsgrid.com. Name of the show, Make It Rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez, and we'll look to do that as a couple of early lines in the NFL. We're taking a look at some early plays, if you will, that are out there. Some things that I think maybe, Dane, sooner rather than later on a couple of these lines as we start heading through the week. But yeah. I do have a couple of other headlines that you guys should know about. Number one, Dane, our New York Jets have announced Sam Darnold is cleared. He is ready to return to the field. And our buddy Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News has posted that he is cleared and the Jets will win this game. Mark it down. He is back. He just held yesterday, by the way, a players-only meeting. I guess he called it in there. No coaches, nobody, no nothing. Just he called the players-only meeting with the team. And Manish is saying and guaranteeing it. He's laying it down, going he is back, and he promises the Jets will ball out and take down the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this game is home. Is this not in MetLife?
This is a Jets home game, and they are a home 7.5-point dog on FanDuel.
7.5-point dog. So I'll ask you, man. Sam Darnold back, which is great. How much of a different football team are we going to see, do you think, this weekend? Win or lose? What kind of difference do you think we're going to see in the New York Jets this Sunday against the Cowboys?
I think we see a big difference, Joe. I think we see a big difference. Yeah, I do. I think any team, that there's a big difference when you go from their number three quarterback back to the starter, Joe. Tell me how Pittsburgh looks with Hodges, all right, this Sunday instead of Ben Roethlisberger, okay? I really believe that people forgot this wasn't even a backup. Trevor Siemian was the backup. This was the third string quarterback. I do think it's a big difference, especially because you said win or lose. Now, I'm not necessarily saying they win the game, but I do think it is a huge difference. And let's not forget, Joe, on the defensive side of the ball, Quinnen Williams back. We might get C.J. Mosley back. Let's not forget that tight end Chris Herndon is off suspension, okay? Guys like Jamison Crowder, who caught 14 passes in week one, will come out of mothballs. You have to – and the thing is, honestly, Joe, the difference is if you are a defense – you have to play differently, okay? For the last few weeks, you've been able to put literally all 46 active members of the team in the box against Le'Veon Bell. You can't do that anymore, okay? You have to at least respect Sam Darnold's ability to make the read, throw the ball downfield. He is a professional quarterback. You have to understand that, and you have to play defense differently. I think the Jets will look like a representative offense. They may not win the game because Dallas is a quality team coming in that needs a win after, you know, getting banged up over the last couple of weeks after their hot start. But yes, I do think the Jets would look very different. And to be quite honest, in my survivor pools, I look at the big lines. I am staying away from the home team that has their starting quarterback back. I'll take them plus 7.5. I don't think they're going to necessarily win outright. But I agree with Manish. They will look much improved.
Oh, there's a difference between looking improved and winning. He's guaranteed a win.
Yeah, but you said win or lose. How will they look?
I ain't going.
You didn't say will they win.
No. He's not saying they'll look better. He's saying they'll flat out win. And I don't. Well, I listen, Manish.
You asked me not win or lose.
Oh no,
but
yeah,
how will
no,
they
no.
Look?
I love Manish, but yeah, dude, you. Yeah, I don't know if you were high at the time or maybe a brownie got involved or something in the lunch bag. But yeah, no, they will look different. But I will go back to this once again. At some point in this game. Yeah, we're all going to look at each other and go, Adam Gase, really? Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen it a million times before, and as good as they should be, whether or not Adam Gase can get them to live up to the potential, I'm a doubter, unfortunately. And it kills me and pains me, but I got a lot more confidence if Mosley is back with what Greg Williams can do with the defense against them, as opposed to Adam Gase now, like, where's the off? I don't know. Time will tell. I'm not willing to guarantee any sort of win for the New York Jets, but the hook is available, to your point, and it really doesn't make a difference what the team is. It only matters what the number is, and really, it's not like he's got to beat Bill Belichick. He's got to beat Jason Garrett. So maybe, just maybe, Adam Gase found a coach he might be able to outcoach for at least a Sunday afternoon. We also got word that Cam Newton is not playing. What a shock that is. He has been ruled out late yesterday. The announcement was made that Kyle Allen will go ahead and start his fourth game. He's already 3-0, man. He's 3-0, completing 67% of his passes, 674 yards, 5 touchdowns, and maybe this is the most impressive part, 0 interceptions from Kyle Allen as the Carolina Panthers are on their way to take on the Tampa Bay Bucks in London, and they've got their quarterback now for the fourth straight week, only it's not Cam Newton, it's Kyle Allen, and I think a couple of things at play. Why number one, rush Cam Newton back with a foot injury like a Liz Frank injury when you're winning games and this guy's not turning the ball over? So, and he's actually getting better and better every week. I don't know why you would do that, but at the same time, there's going to come a point here, especially I think when they eventually lose. I don't think they lose this game, but over the next couple of weeks, yeah, I don't know what you do with Cam Newton at this point. I don't know how you bring him back unless they just rattle off three. I don't see it happening. The team looks better than it did with the first two games of Cam Newton. What the hell do you do with Cam Newton if you're the Carolina Panthers and you're still winning?
You do the same thing Jacksonville does when their starting quarterback is back healthy. You put the QB1 back into their starting position. I believe that's what will happen. Yes, Allen did a nice job, but remember, we say this all the time, backups are supposed to hold the fort for like a month, 4 games. And yeah, Allen's look good. You know what that does for the Panthers? It makes them realize that they have someone waiting in the wings. But no, when Cam Newton is healthy, they'll go back to Cam Newton. He's not making the trip even because it's the London game. I don't think he's even making the team flight. And then every team that has the London game, they got a bye after that, okay? So after that, week 8, they got the 49ers. I think we'll see Cam back as a starter then. The same way when Nick Foles is healthy, I don't care what Gardner Minshew's doing and if there's mustaches in the crowd, they're going to make the switch back to the QB1. And what it does is let the Panthers and the rest of the NFL know that they have an asset in their QB2. And in this NBA world, maybe there are some trades.
So you're going
to go back to Cam. Yes.
You go back to Cam. And at the same time, it's interesting you bring up Jacksonville. You are going to suggest that as soon as, and I think he's ready in a couple of weeks, is he not? That was their anticipation. I think it was 8 weeks or somewhere along those lines. End of the month, a couple of more games, he is going to be back and ready to rock and roll. And you think Gardner Minshew hasn't proven enough that maybe you stick with him, given the confidence that the team has with him. And, of course, let's face it, the timing that he's got with guys like DJ Chalk and Westbrook now, D.D. Westbrook, who has also seemed to come around. You'd pull a plug? You'd go back with Fall? I know you're giving him the money. Money aside, you think he's the better quarterback, Nick Foles, right now?
Here's what I will say. The latest report I see from Jeremy Fowler suggests that the Foles and the Jags are targeting a week 11 return, Joe. Oh, so that's still a ways away, to be quite honest.
That's a ways away. Okay.
So Minshew, yeah, and my same theory holds, Joe.
Right.
Like we say it, hold the fort for a month. We still haven't finished that month yet, okay? And week 11 is 5 weeks away. I love Minshew mania and all this stuff. There's plenty of time for Gardner Minshew to still turn into a pumpkin, Joe.
If, and it's interesting too, because this game against the Tampa Bay Bucks, Cam Newton started this game. They just played here, guys, week 2, and they lost. Cam Newton was basically playing the game on one leg. Now they don't have to worry about that. They've got a healthy quarterback who, if nothing else, Kyle Allen does one thing very, very well. He gets the ball to Christian McCaffrey, and he understands how to get it to his weapons. But he doesn't. To me, it's all about turnovers with young quarterbacks. If you give me a guy that understands how to protect the damn ball and get it to the guys to make plays, and that's something that drives people crazy about Baker Mayfield. He hasn't figured that out, that you don't need to be the hero, man. All you need to do is get to the ball into the hands of people who can do good things. And Kyle Allen has done that. I don't know how Carolina does not win this game, especially since the Buccaneers are the single worst statistically, defense against the pass. So they're good against the run, but Christian McCaffrey doesn't just run the ball, does he?
That's right.
Neither does Greg Olsen.
DJ Moore, Christian Samuel, all of them live. I'd start them all this week.
I'm with you, brother. Stack them all, like every damn one of them. They can't stop anybody. Take a look at that New England Thursday night.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Oh, so who would like to be the next daily fantasy millionaire? And if you do, well, then you should be using the most accurate projections in fantasy football. That's right. Fantasy Pros. They have just independently rated Daily Roto the number one most accurate projection system to start the 2019 fantasy football season. You should let the most accurate projections in DFS take you to the next level. You can save 10% right now. Promo code ACTION. You can become Daily Roto's eighth daily fantasy millionaire. Just head over to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more. That's dailyroto.com/premium. Promo code is ACTION. That is a 10% discount for the most accurate DFS projection system you can get. And keep in mind, dailyroto.com, it is where millionaires are made. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. As we look ahead to a couple of these games here in the NFL, Dane, and I think one of them is a place that you should run to and bet right now, because I don't know how much longer these lines are going to be here.
Tell me.
But if you guys did not see it, tomorrow night, the New England Patriots and the New York Giants are getting ready to do battle. And the interesting part about this, Dane, of course, is that I did not realize this, but it appears the Giants are an historic underdog tomorrow night. In fact,
really? The
Giants are the largest underdog that they have ever been in team history.
Really?
Yes, yeah, team history. You'd have to go all the way back to 1995 to find the last time they were at least a 15-point underdog. Wow. That was against the Cowboys. They lost 21-20 in that game. And a couple times in the early 90s, a couple times in the early 80s, that was it. This is historic from the standpoint of they do not usually ever, and they have not in a long, long time, been this big an underdog. And the other problem is they have zero weapons available for this game for Danny Dimes, because it looks like Ingram out. Barkley not ready, but not coming back at this point. Shepard's in the, it looks like he's in the concussion protocol again. When you start looking at the targets and the offense of the Giants, it kind of paints a grim picture here, where who in the hell is he going to throw the ball to? Gallman, I don't know, he hasn't been cleared yet. So the running game's hurting. Yeah, I mean, yes, you have Golden Tate, but against the number one defense in New England on a Thursday night in Fox, none of this is lining up to be great information or great news for the Giants. The total's hanging around. I don't know what you got it now. Was it 42.5 for a little while? I would suggest if it still hangs around that number, probably certainly worth a look-see there to the under, because it would not surprise me if that one gets down to, you know, 41, 40.5, that kind of situation.
Yeah, I'm staring at 42 on FanDuel right now. Yeah. I'm also staring at one of my pending active wagers, and I have the under at 43 because I got it yesterday.
There you go.
All right, yep. The same exact idea. And we've talked about this before with the Patriots, right, that their defense is so great that the unders hit a lot. You know, this idea of, you know, this game could be 30-7, just like last week against Washington, 33-7, you know. And here's the other thing, Joe, that we don't talk about as a part of this. When the Patriots are up, you know, 28-3 in the third quarter or early in the fourth quarter, it warps the natural decision-making process of teams.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes, quote-unquote, four-down territory late in the third quarter. You know what I mean? And I think that also warps the idea of how drives go. The idea of the field goal is out the window. You know, if it's 14-3, you get and a drive stalls on the 38-yard line, you kick the field goal. If it's 30-3 and a drive stalls on the 38-yard line and it's 4th and 6, you're still going for it. And I think that, you know, kind of playing with the natural strategy of how you play also helps the under with this Patriots defense. I'm all over the under. I got it yesterday at 43, Joe.
A ton of support for the spread too for New England, 16.5. People not having any problem taking the 16.5 points, and it's understandable. I know the books yesterday talked to a couple of them, and there's a lot of liability on this with the spread. They can't keep raising it at that particular point, but it's not like, you know, it was at 15.5, then 16, then 16.5. It's probably going to keep going up, but the reality is nobody is taking the Giants, although Tom Brady is 1-5 against the spread in his last 6 games against the Giants. Yeah, how do you like that?
Super Bowls.
But the Giants, the Patriots rather, are 8-1 against the spread in their past 9 games when favored by at least 2 touchdowns. That's also a 2-1 mark thus far this year. Congratulations with the scheduling, Patriots. I don't know how you managed to get the Jets, the Dolphins, now the Giants. There's going to be Washington,
I mean,
I'm sure.
Jets and Dolphins twice.
I mean, it's like, oh, my word. But I would not. I mean, if you are thinking about backing the Patriots from the spread, I would not be absolutely trying to talk you out of taking the Patriots laying the 16.5. This has got 28-3. You know what I mean? It's got that whole situation written all over
31-6.
It. So, how many points? The question do you? How many points do you think the Giants come away with in this game? Knowing they're just riddled. What's their team total?
That's what I'm going to try and find right now, 10? If I can find one, if it's up. But I hear you, Joe. But here's the thing. For me, the other linchpin of this, and I keep on making this point, is the idea of a sloppy product on Thursday night. You know, so what happens on a random kickoff return, that sort of thing. So I agree with you. If I had to bet it, I would lay the 16.5. But to me, the total is far more attractive, Joe. So that will be my play on this game, this under, instead of messing with the sides. I can't find a team total just yet, though, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know that they're going to have one out yet. Like, what could it be, 10? Like, so it's,
well, listen,
I don't
last
know.
Last week for Washington, it was still 13.5. Okay, so I think it's going to be comparable. I think it'll be comparable. Let's put it this way. I'll tell you right now, I'd be willing to bet that the number is either 10.5 or 13.5.
Oh, at 13.5. Okay. Yeah, I
don't know which one it'll be, though.
That's going to be an interesting thing to look at, too. That's another play you guys got to consider. I mean, the injuries are just too much. This is the first time in Foxborough for Danny Dimes. It's a decimated offense. I do think it's been 42. It was 42 yesterday. It's down to 42 at FanDuel there. I'm already seeing 41.5 in some places. Yeah. Jump on it, guys. I mean, get to it before it gets too low. Games. Also, it's supposed to be terrible weather there. 70% chance of rain there tomorrow night. Foxborough wind 20 miles an hour. It's going to be a whole lot of running. But the problem is the Giants.
Fire them up.
It's good. Exactly. I mean, you don't usually like to start Thursday night, guys, do you? I mean, you're not a big proponent offensively for fantasy on Thursday night, but maybe tomorrow's an exception with New England.
Yeah, this game flow is too tasty, in my opinion, to pass up, okay? Mm-hmm. So for me, Sonny Michel, I used to last year call him the stereotype, Joe. He's not Panasonic, not Mitsubishi, Sonny Michel. I think we're going to see New England want to get in, get out, get that W, and, you know, get out of Dodge, especially when you talk about the weather issues as well. So this is going to be, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Sonny Michel. I'd like to see the prop bet on Sonny Michel touches. And I know it's tough with New England because they have such a committee, right? James White, Burkhead, you know, the rookie kid. You know, I understand that. But Rex and Sonny and James White are more the passing kinds of back. This profiles to be a Sonny Michel game. I'd be interested tomorrow. We should look at the prop bets for attempts and yards for Sonny Michel.
Patriots, the number one defense in yards per game, giving up only 238, and also points per game. They're only giving up 6.8 in the league. Yeah. I don't know how they score points here, and we know Belichick and company, they have anything above 1 point is just showing off, and he doesn't really give a crap about that.
The Giants didn't do much against the Minnesota defense, which was a step up in class for them. And now, short week on the road against another good, even better defense. I don't know.
Yep. Take the under, guys. Hop on it before you can. We'll talk about some of our baseball plays tonight for the Game 5s. We'll do that as well coming up next here. Let's make it rain.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina, frontline worker from Texas is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got ourselves a couple of Game 5 situations here tonight. Going to be an awful lot of fun as nothing better than do or die. Game 5, advance or go home. And that's what we've got. 5 o'clock today, you're going to be looking at Cardinals taking on the Braves. Braves at home. Interesting dynamic going on here, Dane, as once again, I am seeing more than 60% of the bets are backing the home dog in this case, that being the Atlanta Braves. They continue to get the bets. However, the money continues to go to the Cards. So much like we watched on Monday Night Football, where we had that whole trendy underdog, where the public loved Cleveland, but the money love the 49ers. And usually when you get that big discrepancy, the big money bets with the fewer tickets being written tells us that, well, the sharps are backing Flaherty. The public is backing the home team here in Atlanta. Should be better. They're home, yada, yada, yada. I get it. But we have another situation in this first game where the public is backing the dog. And here come the contrarian bettors going, yeah, okay, give me St. Louis in this spot all day long. They're taking and it's hard to believe, but they're taking the actual favorite. That's where the same thing with the 49ers are exactly what's happening here with the Cardinals. They are a small favorite, but they are a favorite on the road in a game five nonetheless, Dane.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, if I can get the best pitcher in Major League Baseball in the second half at a decent number, I'm all about that. What I will say, though, Joe, is I'm not doing it the game. I'm doing it this total. You tell me back in the home team, back in the pitcher Flaherty, I'm going to back both starting pitchers, and I'm going to back that pressure will build on batters today. We may get a solo home run or two early on against Folty and against Flaherty, but I don't see a big crooked number coming up early on but from both teams. So give me under 4.5 for the first 5 as my bet in this game.
Also, keep in mind that the home plate umpire in this game, Tom Hallion, his since 2005 home teams. Has not been profitable to back the home teams when this guy is umping games behind home plate. Then when you take a look at the night game there at 8:37, you're going to have the Nationals Dodgers. It's interesting here. We know the Dodgers are the home team, the favorite. And early on, Dane, when this line broke out, you're talking Buehler Strasburg, man, oh, man, a bunch of money came in, pushed this from, they were right around minus 145, and it pushed it all the way up about 10, 11 cents. I saw minus 160 at some points. I also watched the Nats went up early, too, opened up at plus 135. They got jacked up to plus 145 as well. So a lot of support for Buehler. We told you about the big bets there coming in across the sports books around the country. 50,000 here, 25 here, 315,000 for the Dodgers to advance. I mean, there's a lot of Dodger love in the marketplace right now. And where do they currently sit at FanDuel?
Listen, the Dodgers, that money's coming in on FanDuel also then, Joe, because the Dodgers are now minus 165.
Wow.
And the Nats are plus 145. Now, for me, and I have to do the disclaimer, I am holding a National Series ticket already, okay?
Okay.
So I already have them winning Game 5, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
I'm already on that in essence. And I'm on it at a better number. I'm on it at like plus 190 because I got that's what I got for the series. So to be honest, I'm going to look for ways to combo off of that. And, you know, I don't know that I want the Nationals at minus – I mean, the Dodgers at minus 166 as a hedge or something. I may, in fact, look to in-game betting for this one, Joe, okay? We're going to know, I think, pretty quickly if Strasburg and Buehler have their stuff or not. And if they do, I won't be scared to bet an under. I won't be scared to bet, like, no on, like, will there be a run in the next inning, those sorts of things. I think I'm going to be more in-game live because technically I'm already holding Washington plus 190. To win this game.
The Nats do have some contrarian value here, guys, from the standpoint that when you have a dog coming off a win like the Nats just did, right? They're a dog in this situation. They just won the last game. Dogs in the past in this spot here, the following game, end up winning, guys, a lot since 2005. So they've been a profitable bet. So a little contrarian, you got a lot of love on both sides coming to the Dodgers here, and here the Nats are, like you said, they're sitting there, and they don't got their third reliever in there. They've got Strasburg on the mound, who has been the go-to guy this year, and it's their best against the Dodgers' best. At some point, this game is going to get, I think, this is going to get pushed to minus 170. It's going to be so overvalued for the Dodgers that you guys might not have a choice but to go. Just too much value to pass up on the Nats. Just way too much value there, especially with Strasburg on the mound coming off a win. How much longer are you guys going to wait? If you're going to go contrarian, this is the spot to do it in here tonight in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as we've said, you know, the idea of Strasburg versus Buehler, we know L.A. is a public team. We know L.A. has won, 106 games this year, whatever it was. But, I mean, there's just too much value. You talk about this. We bet numbers. We bet edges, right? And to get a guy like Steven Strasburg, to get the Nationals, who, as we've seen over the last four games, have gone 2-2 with the damn Dodgers, people, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, to get them at that kind of number, if it gets to plus 60 cents plus 70 cents. I've got it at 195 and I'm happy. Yeah, I would go that way despite, you know, you put a gun to my head. Sure, the Dodgers and Buehler are alive to win this game, but the value is too good to pass up if you are a disciplined and true sports investor.
The juice is pushing, guys. Obviously, the number is 7. It's been hanging around there, but it's been juiced. And I will tell you this, the umpire gentleman's name is Alfonso Marquez, and he is affectionately known in circles in the betting world as Mr. Overump.
Really?
And I'm going to give you three guesses as to why you think his nickname is that. Well, it's actually fairly easy to see. The unders have won less than 47% of the time when he is behind home plate. So you got yourself a little juice. That means probably going to have a tighter strike zone here, Dane. Walks are more of a possibility. Could be that some things end out up over the middle of the plate because he just won't call anything else. But at 7, that's a low number because you and I both know if you're the Dodgers tonight, all right, and Buehler can't go, let's say, 5 innings, who are you bringing in? Like, who is your go-to guy now?
Ryu, Kershaw.
Is it Kershaw? You're going to go to Kershaw.
Yeah. I'm not going to think twice about it. I'm going to Kershaw.
Who are you bringing in if Strasburg can't go?
Corbin.
You're going to bring Corbin, who just got lit up a little bit too in his last game here. His game 3 relief outing was a disaster.
I'm going.
I guess
you
don't have to care.
This is game
point,
5.
Right?
I'm not going to get cute. Joe, I'm not going to get cute. You saw the Rays bring in Snell to face like one batter yesterday. I mean, this is like, I'm not getting cute. I'm bringing the best arm I still have available. And you know, I don't have Scherzer, right? Because he just went, right? Who started game 4 for Washington? Was it Scherzer?
Yeah, yes, it was Scherzer.
Yeah. So everybody, I will bring the next best pitcher I have. I can't go to Scherzer. The answer is Corbin. I spent over $100 million on him. I know my bullpen has been risky. No, the answer is Corbin. And for LA, the answer is Kershaw. That's what I'm doing, at least. If I'm going to go down, I'm going down with my best.
Yeah, but he's not your best. That's the problem, because he came in on 2 days rest. He threw 107 pitches in that game, and then he came in 2 days later and he threw another 35 pitches and he got lit up. So in theory, it's great, but the reality is you're asking him to come back on another 2 days rest after throwing 140 pitches here over the last 4 days.
Though this is not to make a start.
Yeah, but again, he already got lit up on 2 days rest. You're going to bring him back again on 2 days rest? If I don't think he gives them the best chance of winning this. I think you got to go Sanchez. I think you got to go the complete opposite of what Strasburg is to try and mix it up a la the Tampa Bay Rays. He only threw 87 pitches, right? I mean, he only threw 87 in game three. You know, I'm not bringing in Doolittle. I'm trying as long as humanly possible to stay away from having to bring those guys in. But I think Scherzer's out. So, you know, they're going to need, I think, the key number. You need seven. You've got to get seven out of Strasburg and hope that you have the lead heading into that seventh inning.
And let's put it this way. I think that's a good point, Joe, right? Because like I'm saying, I'm going with my best. To be quite honest, Strasburg, 60 pitches in, is still my best. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Even if he's given up three runs over five, right? He's still probably my best. You know what I mean? So maybe, to your point, Joe, maybe the right answer is Strasburg's throwing 111 pitches, I'll let the chips fall where they may.
Yep.
Well, I'll look up after Strasburg's at 110, 115, and I'll see where I am. But the answer, you know, because what? They lose, you got 4 months to rest up, bro. You know what I mean? So, and I just want to advance, right? Beating the heavily favored Dodgers to get to the NLCS. Yep. Maybe the answer, Joe, is Strasburg's out there for 110 regardless.
Kershaw is on normal rest, guys. He only threw 99 pitches in game two. So the Dodgers have much more flexibility. They could run out Buehler if they can't, you know, if they can't get Kershaw's coming in. And I don't think Dave Roberts I don't think he'll blink at the idea of bringing Kershaw in at home in that spot.
This is like Buehler for five and Kershaw for four. End. Period.
That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what would not surprise me at all if that's what we're looking at.
End of sentence. If Buehler's really, really hot, he comes out to start the sixth. But then as soon as there's a man in scoring position or whatever, we go to the Cy Young Award winner. Hell yeah.
I'm not even sure you see Canley Jensen. I'm not sure you see. And I don't think you see. Even in the ninth, I think you just let him go out there and do his thing. You know, even in a close game, I don't see how
it's. Isn't this his throw day anyway for Kershaw? I think it's his throw day anyway.
He's on normal rest. So, this is
there you go.
You got to let him go, man. That's exactly if Buehler gets into trouble.
Yep.
That's
it. Buehler for at least the first four, the first time through the line or whatever. And then depending on the game, right? If they're if it's a close game, if it's 7-0, whatever. And then Kershaw is the next man out. Period.
Yes.
And they can get nine. They may only have to go eight. I mean, you know, but
that's true. Yeah, right.
This is it.
You may not have to push it at all, but I do think if this is a 1-1, 2-1 type of situation going in late, you're not bringing in the bullpens here, guys, at all. I think it's Strasburg, do or die, at least till the seventh inning, and then maybe mix and match. But at that point, you know, and same thing with Dave Roberts. Why, if he's off tonight, let's say Buehler, right? And you don't worry about it. You're bringing in Kershaw anyway. Yeah. If you would have started Kershaw today, I don't think anybody would have even raised an eyebrow. He's on normal rest. You can do whatever the hell you need to him. You know, I think the Nationals and I think the Astros are in a tougher spot from a pitching standpoint if their guy does not go long enough and they've got to go ahead and go to the bullpen or someplace else. Like the Astros, who are you going to bring in? Wade Miley got lit up like a Christmas tree. Like who else? You can't bring in Verlander and you're going to, you know, would you bring in Greinke? He got lit up too.
Saying with Strasburg, it's Garrett Cole. You're throwing 120 today. You're a kid.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
Make it happen.
Yes.
Strikeout 24. I don't care.
Yep. Okay? Yep.
Here's the one thing I'll say though, Joe. And we saw this. I'm reminded of like the Arizona Diamondbacks. I still have the scars from being a Yankees fan and seeing Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling by themselves win a World Series, right? I got a crazy question for you. It's 2-1 Washington going into the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Does Max Scherzer get up?
No, he can't. I don't think he has anything left, he said.
What do you mean can't?
He said he's got nothing left. So I don't know that they'd ever risk it bringing him in.
All right. Adrenaline
still got to pay the guy $100 million. Because his words, not mine, his words was that he emptied the tank. He's got nothing left. So I think they have another option. I think Anibal Sanchez offers them something unique for an inning or two. All right. But outside of that,
First half under.
Doolittle comes in. I am taking whatever the over number is at that point, live in game there. Enjoy the games, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Recap them all.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss
a thing. We talk about the idea that playoff baseball is different. Game five, you know, how sphincters are going to get tighter. I know what we've also done is try to take the bullpen out of it. So talk to me, Joe, but I'm comfortable right now. First five in this St. Louis-Atlanta game, I see the first five total at 4 on the nose. I think I'm comfortable with an under in this one because I also saw in game two in a playoff context, you know, Flaherty and Folty brought it in game two. So tell me why I should not bet the first five under today in Atlanta.
I can't tell you that it's not a good bet because the truth is between these two teams, the biggest issues with them, they struggle at the plate. And as good as Flaherty was, right, in that second half, his last 16 starts, Dane, his last 16 starts, he has been absolutely, I mean, has there been anybody better?
But ERA, right?
Yeah, the guy's ridiculous what he's done. But the problem is, I'm sorry, his last 17 starts, he's only 10-7, and he's got a 1.11 ERA. He's got a 0.73 whip, but yet he's lost seven games. Why is that? Because the Cardinals don't give him any run support, and nothing has changed here in game one. They don't give him any run support, and it's not like Atlanta, guys, is crushing the ball. The Cardinals right now, over the last 4 weeks, are hitting .237 as a team. The Braves are hitting .238. So for all of the talk of these guys and these big bats and Freeman has been nowhere to be found in this series over here. Outside of Acuna with a couple of hits here or there, they are struggling to put runs on the board. And when you get two pitchers that can put the ball where they want, these two teams hitting .230, Dane, where are the runs going to come? I'm with you, man. I don't see the runs coming. I see manufactured runs.
Sure.
But are we looking
but
at what? Double
five
digit
is
here?
A lot different than what
I
you
don't
need
see
to
double digits.
One.
Nope.
We talk another thing. You know, we need to do a gambling you about shopping around. I just told you 4, right? Our partners over at FanDuel, first five total, Joe, is 4.5.
There you go.
So that's a big difference.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change.
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Difference, if I can, you know, the difference, if it's 2-2 after five, the difference of winning that bet and pushing that bet feels a lot better to me. So shop around over at FanDuel. The first five under for Flaherty and Fulte is at 4.5.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.